want to begin this morning by recognizing our co-pastor, B.J. Chapman. I'm so thankful for how he supports me in the ministry here and for his insightful teaching in the book of Revelations in our Sunday evening services. This week I received a copy of Dr. David Jeremiah's new book, Agents of the Apocalypse. Dr. Jeremiah's first few chapters amazed me as how they paralleled so much what BJ has been teaching us and sharing with us on Sunday evening. As I read these chapters, I thought of how interesting it was that number one, the author's name was Jeremiah. Number two, that we have been reading the Old Testament Jeremiah's book this past few weeks together. And number three, the way Brother BJ and Dr. Jeremiah's insights tend to parallel each other. I share with you now something from Dr. Jeremiah's book that really made me realize how you and I are to live in these days of turmoil in this world we find ourselves traveling through. He quotes a Baptist preacher from Ireland, and I forget his name, I did not write it down. But he uses this as an illustration in one of his messages. There was an old caretaker. He took care of a mansion on some acres in Ireland. And although the owner of the mansion traveled a lot, he kept that in just tip-top shape. And the preacher mentioned one day, "How come you spend so much time daily taking care of this place when nobody's home? Is it because you think your master may come home someday and surprise you?" He said, "Oh no, I think he might come tomorrow." Something to think about, isn't it? He might just come home tomorrow. I want to be ready. Amen. I want everybody here to be ready when Jesus comes back. If we are alive at the time, if we're not alive at the time, and we're trusting him, it's going to be okay. But how about if we're alive at the time? I want us to go to Luke, book of Luke, chapter 14. Luke 14. I'm going to read from verse 34 in the 14th chapter to verse 2 in the 15th chapter. I read the first two verses to show you what has been happening before the next two verses come to pass. Salt is good. Jesus is teaching. Salt is good, says the Lord. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherefore shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land nor yet for the dunghill. But men cast it out. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. So here he's teaching in public, as is wont to do. And then we go on and we read, then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. So a crowd is gathered around. And the Pharisees and scribes, the Baptist preachers and others, the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. Speaking about Jesus. The new young preacher at the small suburban church had given the congregation his testimony. He had been an alcoholic, and after accepting Christ as Savior and receiving help, he had conquered that problem. He had been clearly called to preach and wanted the church to know that Jesus Christ was the one who saved him from the sin of alcohol dependence and opened a brand new life for him as a child of God. Yes, beloved, it's sinners like this new young preacher that Jesus receives. Amen? It was his weekly schedule, this young preacher, to spend 2 days a week visiting the homes and businesses of his small town. He shared his testimony, distributed gospel tracts, and invited folks to church. One day, he went into the liquor store to speak to the clerks and leave a tract or two. One of the ladies who attended another church in the town saw the young preacher leaving the liquor store and just happened to mention it to a next-door neighbor at the Tuesday PTA meeting. During a discussion coming out of the liquor store came up. One of the group members then told her husband that night about it. That Saturday, while playing golf with three of his friends, the husband told them, and one of the other men said, "Oh yes, my friend Joe goes to that church, and he told me the preacher was an alkie." 2 weeks later, some guys were drinking coffee and discussing current events in and around town, and someone said, "Did you guys know that the new preacher at the Baptist church is a drunk?" "Yes, yes, beloved. Jesus does receive sinners like the young preacher." He does, still does. Amen? Gossip and innuendo by far too many, not only outside but inside the church. Not only outside but inside the church reflects today the same attitude of the illustration I just gave you that the Pharisees and scribes had in the second verse of our text. How these preachers reasoned, how, if Jesus was who he claimed to be, could he have anything to do with sinful people? Amen?
Amen.
That's what they said, isn't it? It's right there in the book. How could they have anything to do with them? These preachers were too good. They were truly God's people. They obeyed all God's rules and kept all God's commandments. Why, they even added to them, just to be sure. Amen? You read about it? How they added and changed and changed. God said, "You know, you need to wash your hands before you eat food because it keeps you from getting germs in your food." Yeah, he wrote that to him in the book here. And so these preachers thought, "Well, man, if we can be clean and pure by washing them once, maybe we ought to wash them 7 times. Not much different today, is it? Huh?
No.
Not much different. They were too good, you see. This Jesus not only received sinners, he touched lepers. He sat at table to eat with undesirables, uneducated people, commoners. Did you ever imagine today what people might say if they saw Jesus coming out of a brown derby? Did you ever wonder? Luke 15, 4 through 7. In these four short verses, Jesus hits the nail right on the head. Here we go. 4 through 7. What man of you, he's addressing these preachers now, what man of you having 100 sheep, if you lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness? How appropriate that was the music you played this morning. You had no idea what I was going to preach on. The 99. What man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? When he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying, come, come, rejoice with me. I have found my sheep which is lost. I say unto you, preachers, I say unto you, congregation, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Amen, and amen, and amen. Now why would I preach on this particular subject this morning? The result of receiving and rejecting sinners is the same today as it was in Jesus' day. The fact that some of them may repent of their sin and trust Jesus Christ and may bring joy to the heavenly hosts when even one is born again into God's family doesn't even enter into most people's minds today. There is none righteous, no, not one, the Bible says. Amen? Amen. Not one. Not one scribe, not one Pharisee, not one young preacher. But you see here, the difference was the young preacher with the drinking problem repented. How often do we hear about repenting today? Come down front. Repeat a prayer with the preacher. Get voted on into the church. Get baptized. Except you repent, you will all likewise perish. That's what Jesus said. Joining a church without repenting, getting baptized without repenting, standing up here and preaching without repenting. Do you know what? If I understand the scriptures correctly, I need to repent every day. And that guy cuts in front of me in traffic. I need to repent. Maybe you guys don't have a problem with that. You know what I'm saying? We live in a real world, don't we? The Pharisees and scribes did not think they needed to repent. And so it is today around this poor lost world. What is the message here this morning? The gossip about Jesus goes on today many times from the pulpit. The gossip about Jesus goes on today, just as it did in my illustration about the young pastor in the small town. The Pharisees called Jesus a liar, the Son of God, came to seek and save that which was lost. He's a liar. You're a liar. That's what they said about you. Those who preach and teach in our seminaries and colleges that Jesus Christ did not actually rise from the tomb, preach and teach that he was not virgin born, preach and teach that he is not the very God of creation, who came to this earth to seek and save the lost, are calling him a liar also. This milksop preaching that is so popular today, this effort to entertain and please the hearers, this neo-religious blend of human psychology and psychiatry that permeates so much TV and radio, this emphasis on quantity instead of quality, falls right in line with the very days Jesus Christ walked upon the face of this earth. Scripture informs us that he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Amen? They ignored his teachings. They despised his popularity with the common people. They brought up false charges against him. They demanded that Imperial Rome crucify him on a criminal's cross. Why, even the religious leaders were upset and disturbed, because this man, Jesus, received sinners. Except you repent, you will all likewise perish. I say, Christ told these Pharisees and scribes in our morning text, I say unto you, joy shall be in heaven over one, just one, sinner that repenteth. It's not much different today than it was back there in Jesus' days on earth. Those with leprosy, those with the leprosy of sin today need to be touched. Amen? Amen. Those who are unloved and slaves to dope and sex and money and liquor, like the young preacher was, still need to be pointed to the Savior who receiveth sinners. How about that caretaker in Dr. Jeremiah's book? 20 long years of keeping that house and garden in tip-top shape. Not because his master might come home tomorrow, but because he might come home today. Even so, as John closes the book of Revelation, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Until that day, let the prayer be in our hearts and minds. That prayer, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Come into someone's heart this morning. Come into someone I talked to this week.